Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Elisha Greff filling in for Rabbi Leibowitz. Pardon me if I have to shake off a bit of the rust. Can the people on the Zoom hear me okay? Perfect, thank you. So today's daf is Psachim daf Samach Aleph. The rabbi left off daf Samach Amud Beis toward the bottom of the Amud. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously Le'ili Nishmas Rabbi Kellemer Zatzal. It's also sponsored by the outdoor minion in Woodmere, known as the Church Avenue Minion Le'ili Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members Yudi Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh, Ben Chaim Tuvia Halevi, Olav HaShalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchok, Ben Yisrael Yaakov, Olav HaShalom, and for Refuah Shalema, for Fega Peril, Bas Devora Rivka. And it's also sponsored by David Ham in honor of his wife Margie, whose birthday was celebrated this past Sunday. So we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. Today we will cover basically two topics. First, we're going to pick up off of a discussion that we had yesterday, that we started yesterday, and the rabbi had spoken a lot yesterday about the concept of Shinui Kodesh by Pesach. We had spoken about a Pesach which is Shechted Lishma versus a Pesach, a Karban Pesach, which is Shechted Shelo Lishma. So we spoke a little bit about Shinu Kodesh. Now we're going to speak about Shinu Balim. So again, we alluded to this yesterday, but there is a concept, there is a halacha that the Karban Pesach, when it's Shechted, has to be Shechted not only L'shem Karban Pesach, but it has to be Shechted L'shem a Karban Pesach for specific people. It has to be for the specific people who are appointed, who are selected to partake of this particular Karban Pesach. So the Gemara is first going to start off with a conversation about what happens if you have a Shinui Balim, a B'Shar Yemos HaShana. So we saw yesterday the concept that when you shecht the Karban Pesach, B'Shar Yemos HaShana, obviously a Karban Pesach has to be brought only on Erev Pesach, but if you shecht it throughout the rest of the year, then it has the status of a Karban Shlamim. We're going to ask what happens if you take a Karban Pesach and you shecht it at some other point in time during the year without having in mind that it should be for another Karban, but you have in mind that it should be for owners who are not the owners who are registered on the Karban. What impact does that have? That's going to take us until the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is then, the Mishnah on Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, in the middle of the page, is then going to, again, discuss a bunch of concepts which the rabbi alluded to yesterday, because the Gemara has been foreshadowing a bunch of these concepts for the past several dafrim. We're going to be talking about the halachas of Karban Pesach if you shechted it partially for people who are eligible and partially for people who are ineligible. And we're going to speak a lot about the different criteria for eligibility and ineligibility. And we're going to talk about what does it mean that you're shechting partially for people who are fit to partake of the Karban Pesach and partially for people who are not. And that discussion is going to take us through the end of today's daf into tomorrow's daf. So again, the rabbi left off Samach Amud Beis. It was the first wide line, which is 1, 2, 3. It's 6 lines up from the bottom of the Amud on Samach Amud Beis, pretty much in the middle of the line where it says, Iboiluhu. So again, just Bederech Hakdama, there is an inyan of Shinui Balim, that generally, when a Kohen performs an avoda for a Karban, he has to have in mind that he's performing the avoda for and in the name of the proper owner of the Karban. If he has in mind that he's performing the avoda for someone else and not for the person who is actually bringing, not for the proper owner of this Karban, then the Baal is not Yotzei Eschiev for the Karban. Whatever the Karban may be, the Baal is not going to be Yotzei his Chiev. So there's generally a concept of Shini Baalim. Of course, by Pesach, there is specifically a concept that the Pesach has to be brought for people who are manui, for people who are registered on that Karban Pesach. So the Gemara, with that background, the Gemara asked the following question. So Yiboilu, Pesach Sheshachto B'Shar Yemos HaShana B'Shinui Balim Mahu. So if you have a Karban Pesach, you shecht it not on the 14th day of Nisan, you shecht it whatever random day during the year for whatever reason, but you have in mind that it should be for someone other than the registered owner of the Karban Pesach. So what's the halacha? So says the Gemara, Shinui Balim Kishinu Kodesh Dami. Is Shinui Balim similar to Shinui Kodesh? And therefore the Karban becomes kosher. So what do we know about a Karban Pesach? We mentioned this in the Akdama to the Shir, but what do we know about a Karban Pesach that's brought Bashar Yamos Hashana, it's considered to be a shlamim, because you're allowed to volunteer a korban shlamim whenever you want, and the korban pesach is similar, it's a similar type of animal as a korban shlamim, and therefore if you bring the korban pesach Bashar Yamos Hashana at any other point in time during the year, it has the status of a korban shlamim. So perhaps if you bring the korban pesach at other points in the year, and you have in mind that it should be l'shem korban pesach, but you also have in mind that it should be for someone other than the registered owner, maybe that should also break the kedusha of pesach, and maybe it should be kosher as a regular korban shlamim. So it happens to be Rav Elchanan is bothered that how is it that if you shecht a korban pesach b'shar yamos hashana, that it loses its status as a korban pesach, and all of a sudden it becomes a korban shlamim, because after all, you're not doing the blood avoda of a korban shlamim. You're having in mind that it should be a korban pesach. You're doing whatever the avoda is for a korban pesach, which is different than for a korban shlamim. So how is it that if you're going to bring the pesach b'shar yamos hashana, all of a sudden it should be valid as a korban shlamim? And Rabbi Chanan says that the way that it works is because inherently it's not niktash as a korban pesach, because it's not the zman for a korban pesach, and therefore just once it's ineligible to be a korban pesach, it automatically becomes a korban shlamim. In other words, it's not that you're having affirmative kavana that you're making it into a korban shlamim. It's that there's no connection to korban pesach, because the korban pesach is only able to be brought on the 14th day of Nisan. So in any event, the question of the Gemara, if you have in mind that you're going to bring the korban pesach, shar yamos hashana, for someone other than the registered owner, what's the halacha? Is that like having in mind that you're going to bring it as a korban shlamim, and therefore it's valid as a korban shlamim, or is it not? So says the Gemara as follows. So Amar Rav Papa, Risa l'shmaitza kamei derava hoil v'shinu kodesh poslo bizmano. Since shinu kodesh pasels bizman. What does that mean? That means if it is the zman hakravas korban pesach, if it's the zman to bring the korban pesach, and you have in mind that the animal that you're shechting should be for something other than the korban pesach, obviously now it's possible, because when you bring the korban, you have to have in mind that it's l'shem korban pesach. So if it's the zman, and you have in mind that it should be for another korban, it's possible as a korban pesach. Vishini balim poslo bizmano, and also if it's the zman for the korban pesach, and you have in mind that you're shechting it l'shem pesach, but you're shechting it for the wrong guy, it's supposed to be Reuven's korban, and you're shechting it for Shimon, it's also possible. So ma shinu kodesh poslo bizmano, so just like shinu kodesh, which passels during the zman korban pesach, machshiro la'achar zmano, makes it kosher la'achar zman, because a pesach b'shar yamos hashana, if you have in mind that you're bringing it for a pesach, then it's bad, but you have in mind that you're bringing it for a shlamim, then it's fine. So just like shinu kodesh passels on the day that you're supposed to bring the korban pesach, but it's kosher on all other days, af shinu bailim sheposla bizmano, also shinu bailim, which passels at the zman, which passels during the zman, machshiro la'achar zmano, it's going to be machshir the korban la'achar zman, meaning that if at any point in time other than the 14th day of Nisan, when you're bringing this korban pesach, and you're having in mind that you're bringing it for someone other than the rightful owner of this korban, that is tantamount to you bringing the korban and having in mind that it should be l'shem shlamim, and therefore b'shar yamos hashana is going to be kosher as a shlamim, obviously not as a pesach, because there's no such thing as a korban pesach other than on the 14th day of Nisan. So that was the tzushtel that Rav Papa tried to make. He tried to say that since shuni kodesh is bad bizman, but is good shalom bizman, so too shinir bailim, which is bad bizman, should be good shalom bizman. So says Rava, I'm not so sure about this comparison. V'yamar li, and he said, lo, you can't make the comparison between shinu kodesh and shinir bailim. Why not? So he says like this, in Mamart b'shinu kodesh, if you say a certain thing by shinu kodesh, shekein psulo begufo, because the psul is in the guf hakarbon. So what does this mean? It's in the guf hakarbon. The Gemara on Samach Aleph Amid Aleph is going to take issue with this. But right now, what the Gemara means is that the psul is in the guf hakarbon because the machshava that you're having in mind goes to the karbon itself. In other words, shinu kodesh means that this karbon, which is designated as a karbon pesach, you're having in mind that it should actually be l'shem a different karbon. So shinu kodesh is a psul in the guf hakarbon. The yeshna ba'arba avodos, and it also applies during the four blood avodos. It applies by the shechita, it applies by the halacha, by the kabbalah, by the zrika. If you have in mind during any of these avodos that you're doing this l'shem in other karbon, then that's it. Then it passels the karbon, because this shinu kodesh could take place during any of these four blood avodos. Turning over to Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, Yeshno La'achar Misa, and it also applies La'achar Misa. For example, if a person designates a carbon L'shem, whatever, L'shem, if he designates an animal L'shem, a specific carbon, then he dies, and then his son, who inherits him, brings the carbon, having in mind that it should be L'shem, a different type of carbon. So what's the halacha there? So the halacha there is that it's puzzle. Why? Because Shinu Kodesh, the ability to change the topaso, the carbon, by having a machshava that it should go for a different type of carbon, works even la'achar misa, meaning the ben, the yoresh, is able to passel the carbon that way even la'achar misa. V'yeshno b'tzibur kibiyachid. And it's possible, and it's shayich by a carbon sibur and a carbon yachid. Why is it shayich by a carbon sibur? How's it possible that the Baal can have in mind the Shinu Kodesh by a carbon sibur? There's no one individual who actually is the owner of a carbon sibur, because the sibur collectively is this. How does the sibur have collective das that they're going to make the carbon into a different type of carbon? So the answer is because the Kohen, who's doing the avoda as the representative of the sibur, if he has a machshava that he's going to mess up the carbon by having in mind that it should be for a different type of carbon, he has the ability to so mess up the carbon. So we have these four attributes that apply by Shinu Kodesh. It's a psol in the guf. It can happen during any one of the four blood avodos. It's shayach even for a yoresh lachar misa of the bringer of the carbon. And it's shayach even by a carbon sibur. So it has all those chumras, tomer b'shinu b'alim. How could you say those things by shinu b'alim? The ain't psula b'gufo, because it's not a psol in the guf carbon. Again, we explain what is shinu b'alim. Shinu b'alim is where you have in mind that it should be the carbon pesach, or you have in mind that it should be for whatever stomp carbon you're having in mind, but it should be for a different guy than the one who's bringing the carbon. So it's not a psul in the gufa carbon. The eino b'arba avodos, and it's also not shayich by the four avodos, because legabe rov carbonos, it happens to be that shinu b'alim is only shayich by the zrika. Why? Because if you bring a carbon l'shem kapara, what gives you the kapara? It's the zrika. So for example, if you bring a carbon chatas, the avoda during which this psul manifests is during the zrika. Because if the kohen has in mind that he's being zorek the blood of the carbon chatas for a different guy than the owner of the carbon, then the owner of the carbon does not affect a kapara. He doesn't get a kapara from this carbon. Now it happens to be that by a carbon pesach itself, this shinu balim can manifest during any of the avodos, because the halach is that during all the avodos of a carbon pesach, you have to have in mind, the kohen has to have in mind, that he's bringing the carbon l'shem minuyav, that he's bringing the carbon l'shem the people who are registered on the carbon. But b'derech klal, the Gemara is saying, b'derech klal, when we're talking about a regular carbon which comes for a specific purpose, like a chatas or an asham, the time when the kohen has to have in mind that the carbon is going for the right owner is at the shas zrika. So shini kodesh, we said, is chomer because it applies by all four avodah. Shini balim only applies by one avodah, by the zrika. Again, carbon pesach accepted. Ve'eino la'achar misa. And it also doesn't apply la'achar misa. Meaning, if somebody designates a carbon and then he dies, obviously he no longer needs a kapara. So if the Kohen then does the avoda on that carbon and has a mind that you go for a different guy, what's the halacha? The halacha then is that it's kosher, because the guy you brought the carbon initially doesn't require a kapara. Ve'eina b'tzibur kebiyachid, and shinu b'alim is not shayich betzibur, is not shayich betzibur kibiyachid. It's simply not shayich by a carbon tzibur, because again, by a carbon tzibur, the point is that the carbon is being brought for everybody. So how exactly are you changing your mind so that now you're no longer having a mind that the carbon is being brought for the entire tzibur? And Rashi says, how can you do this in a way that is considered to be not the baal if you're going to have in mind that it should be l'shem nachrim, that you're saying, oh, instead of shechting this animal for Klal Yisrael, I'm shechting it for nachrim? Says Rashi, that doesn't do anything. Why? Because shinu baalim is only applicable when you have a kavana that the carbon should not belong to one person, but it should belong to another person who also is bechlal kapara. So in other words, the point by shinei balim generally is that if you're bringing, let's say, a carbon chatas is the best example, you have to have in mind that you're bringing it for the rightful owner of the chatas, and that he should have a kapara with the blood avoda of the carbon. Now, the only reason that shinei balim is detrimental, the only reason that shinei balim is fatal to the efficacy of the carbon, is because instead of having in mind that it should be for Reuven who needs a kapara, you're having in mind that it should be for Shimon who also needs a kapara. But if you have in mind that it should be for someone who's not bechlal kapara, like a nachri, then your kavana is worthless. So again, that's why by a carbon seabor there is no concept of shini bailim. So we try to say, just to reorient ourselves where we are, Rapapa tried to say that just like shinu kodesh, during the rest of the year, if you shecht the carbon Pesach l'shem shlamim during the rest of the year, it's kosher. So too, if you shecht the Pesach the rest of the year and have in mind not that it should be l'shem shlamim, but that it's shechted l'shem people who are not money on that carbon, it should also be kosher. And says the Gemara, says Rava now to Rapapa, how do you know that? Because shini kodesh is more chomer than shini bailim, because it applies in these four circumstances, unlike shini bailim. So the fact that I have a certain halacha by shini kodesh doesn't necessarily mean that the halacha would be the same by shini bailim. That's where we are. So says the Gemara now, we listed four chumras of shini kodesh, even though two of these chumras are lavdafka, tarta miyadafka. Two of them are specific. They do stand. They do withstand scrutiny. So which of these two are lavdavka? We're going to see in a second. The Mishna shinu bailim delo ave psula begufo. So the Gemara says one of the chumras, if you will, of shinu kodesh that we try to say is that shinu kodesh is a psul in the gufa karbon, unlike shinu bailim, which is not a psul in the gufa karbon. But says the Gemara, not really, because Mishna shinu bailim delo ave psula begufo. What do we say about shinu bailim? It's not a psul in the gufa karbon. The psulo machshava ba'almahi, because the psul of shini bailim is a machshava ba'alma, that you're having in mind when you shech the animal that it should be l'shem a different baal. Says the Gemara, well, shini kodesh nami psulo machshava ba'almahi. The psul of shini kodesh is also a psul of machshava. You're not doing anything to the gufa karban. You are having a machshava when you're doing the avoda that it should be a different type of karban. That's not called gufa karban. That means it's also a psul b'machshava. Vesu adam arshini bailim ein lachar misa. The other chumra that we said was that shini kodesh applies even lachar misa. Shini bailim does not, however, apply lachar misa. Ulra pinchas brei de ravami damar yesh shini bailim lachar misa maikel ameimar. But there is a shita that says that there is an issue, there is a problem of shini bailim lachar misa. So shini kodesh is not more chumra than shini bailim in that respect. But says the Gemara, tarta miyadafka. However, two of these are dafka, meaning that shinu kodesh applies by all of the four avodos. Masha einkein shinu bailim, which generally only applies by zrika, and shinu kodesh applies to a korban yachid and a korban sibur. Masha einkein shinu bailim, which only applies to a korban yachid, not to a korban sibur. So even though we said that shinu kodesh is more chomer in four respects, and we now rebutted two of the respects, so we're still left with a situation where you're trying to make a comparison between shinu bailim and shinu kodesh, but you can't, because shinu kodesh is more chamur than shinu bailim in at least two respects. So says the Gemara, Elama Rava, Pesach Shashachto B'Shar Yemos Hashana B'Shinu Bailim, a Pesach which is shechted during the rest of the year, meaning any time other than the 14th day of Nisan, Bishini Bailim, Nasa Kami She'en La Bailim Bizmano Upasol. So it is going to be puzzle. Ataka is going to be puzzle throughout the rest of the year. So the Gemara has now conclusively proven, even though Bashinu Kodesh, the halacha is that if you have in mind to shecht it for a different carbon on the 14th day of Nisan, it's going to puzzle the carbon. But if you have in mind to shecht it for a different carbon on any other day, the carbon is going to be kosher as a shlamim. Even though that halacha applies by Shinu Kodesh, it doesn't apply by Shinu Bailim, because Shinu Kodesh is more chomer than Shinu Bailim. Therefore, la halacha, if the Kohen shechts the Karban Pesach, b'shar yemos hashana, having in mind that it should be l'shem Pesach, but having in mind that it should be shechted for people other than those who are registered on the Karban, is it a valid shlamim? The answer is no, it's not a valid shlamim. That's the end of this discussion about Shinu Bailim versus Shinu Kodesh. Now, the Mishnah that we've been alluding to for several days already. So all of these concepts will be familiar because the rabbi has covered a lot of these concepts in yesterday's daf and the daf before yesterday. So says the Mishnah like this, Shechto shelo liochlov. If you shecht the Karban Pesach shelo liochlov, for people who can't eat it. What does it mean, people who can't eat it? So we gave the example yesterday, a zakein or a chole, who is simply not able to eat a kezayis of the Karban Pesach. Vishelo lemnuyav. Or if you shecht it for people who are physically capable, but they were simply never registered on this karban. La'arelim, if you shecht it for arelim, so what type of arelim we're talking about over here is a big machlokas. The rabbi alluded to yesterday is a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. So Rashi says that an arel includes even someone who is mesa achiv machmas mila. So that person is considered that's the person who's considered an arel. So if you think about it, a mesa achiv machmas mila, he doesn't have to get a bris mila because his brothers, there's already two brothers that died, or three brothers, depending on how you define a chazaka. So it's a mortal danger to him if he has a bris mila, yet he's still considered an arel l'shem a karban pesach. And Rashi says, the reason that he has to say that arel is misha mesa achiv machmas mila is because if the guy doesn't have a bris mila b'mezid, then the problem is not learned from any drusha that we're going to see in the Gemara, but it's a drusha from Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochobo. There's another pasuk that says a Ben Nechar, a Nachri, is not allowed to eat a Karban Pesach. And this guy, he doesn't have a bris mila, he's like a Nachri. But Rabbeinu Tam says that a Mesach of Machmas Mila is not considered to be an Orel at all. He's exempt. So why are you going to call him an Orel for the purpose of not being able to eat a Karban Pesach? It's not his fault. Says Rabbeinu Tam that he's not able to have a bris mila, and an arel is mashma that one who is a guy who doesn't have a bris mila b'mezid. In other words, he's not saying, I know that there's a concept of a bris, and I'm not afraid to have a bris mila, but I don't want to perform the mitzvah. The arel over here is a guy who doesn't have an out because lo mesa achiv machlas mila, but he's just very afraid of having a bris mila. But he doesn't have any kavanas that he's violating mitzvahs b'mezid, whatever it is. But so machlokas Rashi Tosfos what it means arelim. But if you shecht it l'shem arelim ulatmeim, or you shecht it for people who are tamei who are also not able to eat the karban pesach. Puzzle. Then it's going to be puzzle because you had kavana that you're shechting it for all the wrong people. Now says the Mishnah like this: La ochla v'shalo le'ochla. If you have a mind that you're shechting it both for people who are physically capable of eating the Karban Pesach and for some people who are not physically capable of eating the Karban Pesach, limnuya v'shalo limnuya. Some of the people are registered. You have in mind also for some people who are not registered on the Karban, limulim ula relim. For people who have a bris mila and for people who don't have a bris mila. Litzmeim ulitzahorim. For some who are tamei, some who are atar. Now kosher. It's going to be kosher because among those people you had in mind when you were shechting the karban are people who are eligible for eating the karban pesach. Shechta kodem chatzos. If you shecht it before chatzos and are a pesach pasul, then it's pasul. Mishom shenem arbein arbayim. Because the karban pesach has to be shechted bein arbayim. It has to be brought after the karban tamid as we saw the past few days. And the karban tamid has to be brought in the afternoon after chatzos. Shechto kodem latamid kosher. Notwithstanding that I just said that you're supposed to shecht it after the karban tamid, if for whatever reason you jumped the gun and shechted it before the karban tamid, then it's going to be kosher. So long as the person, as the Kohen who accepts the blood, the dam of the Karban Pesach, has to be mixing the blood so that even though the Shechita of the Pesach illegally took place before the Shechita of the Tamid. The Zrikas Adam of the Pesach should take place after the Zrikas Adam of the Karban Tamid. So you should have a kohen mixing the blood of the Pesach to make sure that the blood is Nizrak after the blood of the Karban Tamid. But then the Mishnah says, Vim Nizrak Kosher. But however, if you're Zorik the Dam, even if you're Zorik the Dam before the Dam of the Tamid, then it still is going to be kosher. Because the Seder of the Tamid is not necessarily Ma'akev, the Akrava of the Karban Pesach. The Mefarshim explained, that's why Mida Raisa, when is Chametz Aser on Erev Pesach? It's Aser Mechatzos, because we know that the Karban Pesach has to be brought Bein Arbayim. And even though we saw yesterday, what does it mean? 7 hours or 8 hours into the day or later into the day, even though we have all these drushas about how it's supposed to be brought after the Karban Tamid, because the bottom line is that even if it's brought before the Karban Tamid, it's going to be kosher. Therefore, the Zman Pesach is a little bit at least right at Chatzos. It starts right at Chatzos. Therefore, Chometz is going to be Usur Mei Chatzos Ve'elach. Okay. Says the Gemara now on this Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan. Ketzad Shalol Yochlev. What does it mean, Shalol Yochlev? Who's not able to eat the Karban Pesach? Says the Gemara, L'shem Kola, L'shem Zakein. Is either a Kola or a Zakein who's not able to eat a Kazayas of the Karban. Ketzad Shalolam Nuyav. What does it mean, Shalolam Nuyav? Nimnu Alav Chaburazu, V'shach L'shem Chabura Acheres. Why? Because you have a bunch of people who are registered on this Karban, and instead of having a mind that you are going to shecht at L'shem all of these registrants, you have a mind that you're going to shecht at L'shem some other group of people. So Minani Mili, how do we know this halacha of Lemnuyev? So the Tanu Rabbanan, because the Gemara says like this, B'michsas, it says in Pasuk, in this week's Parsha actually, so a dafyomi coincidence, B'michsas nefashos, it speaks about a number of people. Melamed she'ena pesach nishchat ela lemnuyav. It has to be shechted for a specific number of people, for the number of people who are registered on the karban. Yachol shachtu shelo lemnuyav li'eka over la mitzvah of a kasher. I might think, okay, so there's a mitzvah to shechted for the people who are registered, but if you went ahead and shechted it for people who aren't registered on the karban, I might think that maybe it's like you were over on a mitzvah, but it's going to be kosher. It's not going to be ma'akev. Tamalomar, the pasuk uses a double lashon. B'michsas, it says, and then it also says, tachosu. Hakosuv shana lav la'akev. The pasuk mentions this concept twice, that in order to make it so that it's ma'akev, because we don't say that stam divrei Torah kaloshon b'nei Adam. So we don't say b'michsas tachosu is that the Torah is speaking colloquially and just doesn't mean anything by the double lashon. The Torah's words are very measured, and therefore if the Torah uses a double lashon of b'michsas tachosu, it is because it is going to be ma'akev. Tosfa says that shana lavakosav la'akev is a din only by kachim. However, by other inyane halacha, what the Torah says is ma'akev, even if it only says it once. This is only a din by kachim. The Nemuka Yosef says it's a din by kachim and a din by nedarim. But generally speaking, we shouldn't assume that we're not commanded to do something unless the Torah repeats itself. The Torah usually doesn't have to repeat itself. It's only, according to Tosos, by Kachim that it's not Ma'akev unless and until the Torah repeats itself. But anyway, it says, B'michtas tachosu dabalash, and that's how we know that it has to be shechted for the menuyim al ha-karban. So Rebbe Yomer Lashon Sursiyu, it's an Aramaic language, Ka'odam Shomer Lechaveiro, like a person who says to his friend, Kos li tleze, that you have to slaughter this animal for me. And so if you look in Rashi over here says that when it says kosli shchot, this is Rashi, two lines up from the bottom of the lines in Rashi, shchot lememra de b'shach shchita tzarich l'skavin l'menuyav. It's as if the owner is telling the kohen, oh, shech this carbon for me, so that when the kohen is shechting the carbon, he has to have in mind that's l'shem bailim. The mefarshim are bothered because how do we know from this kosli tlezeh that it's actually ma'akev? We see over here there's a mitzvah maybe to shecht it l'shem the balam, but how do we know that it's ma'akev? Whatever. There were two shitas here in the Gemara as to how we know that it has to be shechted l'menuyav and not shalom l'menuyav. So it says the Gemara as follows now, three lines up from the bottom. Ashkechan shelo lemnuyav. You've taught me how I know that I can't shech the Korban Pesach shelo lemnuyav, and if I do, then it's going to be invalid. Shelo lochlo minolon. How do we know that you're not supposed to shech the Korban Pesach l'shem people who are incapable of eating a kezayis of the Korban? So Amar Kra, because it says in the Pasuk, ish lefi achlo tachosu. What's the lashon of the menuyav? What's the source for menuyav that we just brought in the Gemara? It was tachosu. And what does the Pasuk say? Ish lefi achlo tachosu iskash ochlin lemenuyin. Therefore, the ochlin are compared to the menuyin. So and just like if you shechted shelo lemenuyav, it's going to be pasul. Therefore, if you shechted shelo liochlav, it's also going to be pasul. Tosfos over here just points out that the same way that we're learning shelo liochlav from this pasuk, we could also learn tameim and arelim. Because the problem with Temeim and Arelim is also that they're not fit for eating this Korban Pesach. And if there's a halacha that you're not allowed to shechtet Shalola Ochlav, and that we know because of the comparison of Shalola Ochlav to Shalola Mnuyav, Temeim and Arelim are just other examples of guys who aren't able to eat a Korban Pesach. Yet the Gemara goes and gives separate makoros, how we know, for Tamei and Arel. So says the Gemara now on the top of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Shechto lemulin. If you shechted the Korban Pesach l'shem mulin for people who had a bris mila, amenas sheyischapru bo arelim bezrika, on the condition that arelim, that you're having in mind arelim by the zrika of the Korban. In other words, that and the Mefarshim explain not that you're having a mind l'shem kapara, sheyischapru babailim, because the Korban Pesach is not a chatas, is not an asham. Nobody's getting a kapara from the Korban Pesach. But what this means is that you're shechting it l'shem mulin, but you do one of the other avodos, but you do the zrika l'shem arelim, meaning that this is like a case of l'mulim ularelim, that you're having a mind for both mulin and arelim. So Rav Chista amar pasul. So Rav Chista says it's going to be pasul, and because you're including arelim in your machshava. Rabba amar kosher. However, Rabba says kosher, like our Mishnah said, frankly. So Rav Chista amar pasul, but Rav Chista says it's pasul because yesh machshava arelim bezrika, because there is a machshava of arelim by zrika. You're doing the zrika l'shem arelim. And Rabba amar kosher, a machshava arelim bezrika. And Rabba says it's kosher because you're not having in mind for arelim by zrika. Well, you're not having in mind arelim by zrika. Sure you are, but the point is that we'll see. You're not having in mind for only arelim by this karban. So what does that mean? So the Gemara is going to explain. So Amar Rabba, mina minala. How do we know that if you have in mind l'shem mulin and l'shem arelim, that the karban is going to be kosher? The Tanya, because we have an abraisa. Yochol yifsol b'nei chabura b'amimo. I might think that if there is an Arel, include, and Rashi again over here says, it's a Misha Mesa Achiv Machmas Mila, that I might think that if this guy, this Arel, is included in the Chabura, and the Kohen Shechts L'Shem Kola Chabura, that because there's one Arel in the Chabura, he's going to passel it for everybody. So it says, Vidinu, Hova Arla Poseles V'Tumah Poseles, just like Arla Passels and Tumah Passels, Ma Tumah Lo Asaba Mitzas Tumah Kechola Tumah, just like by Tumah, we don't make Mitzas Tumah Kechola Tumah, because what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that if you shecht it l'tahorim u'l'temeim, it's going to be kosher, even though a tamei is not able to partake in the Korban Pesach. So if you were to shecht it only for temeim, it's going to be pasul. But if you shecht it for both temeim and tahorim, it's going to be kosher. Af arla, lo asaba mitzas arla, kechal arla. Also by arla, we don't make mitzas arla kechal arla. So even though if you were to shecht it only for people who are arelim, it would be pasul. If you shecht it for mulim and arelim, then it's going to be kosher. The Mefarshim are bothered. Why does the Gemara have this suffix as to whether mitzas arla pasul? But the Gemara took it for granted that by tuma the only time it's pasul is if you shecht it only l'shem temeim. But the Gemara seems to have known. The Gemara takes for granted that if you shecht it l'tmeim and l'torim, then it's going to be fine. The Mefarshim are bothered by that. It's difficult. But so what Rav Chista says is just like by Tumah, if it's for tmeim and torim, it's going to be kosher. So too by arelim, if it's for arelim and mulim, it's going to be kosher. Oh, klachla derechzu. Or you could look at it from a different perspective. Hol va'arlo poseles, since arla pasels, vizman posel, and also a machshav of pigul, if you shech the korban having a mind that you're going to eat it, chutz lizman, that also pasels, mazman osaba mixazman kecholzman, af arla osaba mixaz arla kechol arla. Just like by zman, if you have a machshava on mixazman, what does it mean, mixazman? Zman means that you're going to eat the korban after the zman. So mixazman means you have in mind that you're going to eat a kezayis of the korban after the zman. So you don't have in mind that you're going to eat the whole korban after the zman, only a kezayis. So what's the halacha if you have in mind that you're going to eat only a kezayis of the korban after the zman? That is pigul, because you had in mind when you're shechting this korban that you're going to eat a kezayis, which is a shir achila, of the korban after the zman. So even a machshava on a tiny bit of the korban's a huge animal. Even a machshava on the tiny bit of the korban is going to passel the entire korban. So too, maybe by Arel, because an Arel is possible to partake in a korban Pesach, if you have in mind, even for Arelim and Mulim, it's still going to pasul. So Mazman, again in the Gemara, Mazman, Asaba Mixas Man Kecholzman, Af Arla, Asaba Mixas Arla Kechol Arla. Says the Gemara, well, let's see where the comparison lies. So Nira Lami Domed, Don in Dover Sheina Noeg Bechol Azvachim, we are Don a Psul, which is not Noeg Bechol Azvachim, Midavar she'ein noeg b'chol hazvachim, from something else that is not noeg b'chol hazvachim, and that's tuma. Why? Because by other karbanos, the karban could be shechted even if the person is tamei, because there is no general halacha that the bala karban has to eat the karban. There is a halacha that the karban has to be ne'echal. The basar of the korban has to be eaten, but there's no mitzvah there's no requirement, I should say, that the bala korban eat the meat of the korban. And therefore, if you're tamei, a korban can be shechted on your behalf, even though you can't eat the meat of the korban. The al yochiach zman, so, and you shouldn't compare orel to zman, where you have a machsheves pigol, shenoeg b'chol hazvachim. So that's how I know that I want to compare orel to the din of tuma, and not to the din of pigol. Oh, says the Gemara, klachla derech zu. Maybe you should look at it through this lens. Don in davar shelo huter mechlalo. You should be don a davar, which is where there's no exception to the rule, which is arla and pigol, because there is absolutely no exception to the halacha that an arel is not able to partake in the korban pesach. So we should learn an arel where there's no exception to the rule from pigol where there's no exception to the rule. Midavar shelo huter mechlalo. The al tochiach tuma shetru mechlalo, and we shouldn't learn Orel from Tuma, because by Tuma there's an exception to the rule. What's an exception to the rule by Tuma? There's Allah, as we know, Tuma Hutra Betzibur. If Rov of the Tzibur is Tamei, then you're allowed to do the regular Avodah regardless of the status of the Tuma status of people. So maybe I should learn Orel from Pigul. Tamalomar Vizos. It says Vizos. My Vizos. So what does it mean? Vizos and this? So Ilei Medukuli Arla Pasla Miksasala Pasla. If it tells me that the only time it's possible is if you only have in mind that you're going to bring it for Arelim, that you have in mind that you're shechting the korban for Arelim and Mulim, then it's going to be kosher. So, Haimi V'chol Arla Nafka, that we learn from V'chol Arla, because the only time it's possible is when it's V'chol Arel. So, I don't learn that from the halacha V'zos. Elalav Hachiktani, Tamalomar V'chol Arel, Kula Arla Psala, Miksasa Lo Pasla. That Arel is only possible when it's totally l'shem arelim. When it's only mitzvah l'shem arelim, it's not going to pasul. V'chitei mehuadin l'zrika t'kuli arla mia pasla. And if you want to tell me that, what was the case that we had? That you shechted it l'shem mulin. And when you did the zrika, it was l'shem arelim. So huadin l'zrika t'kuli arla mia psala. So maybe by the zrika, you only had a mind by arelim, and that's why it's going to be pasul. Tamalomar zos. By Shchita, that's the only place where, that's the only avoda where if you have in mind exclusively for Arelim, it's going to be pasul. Avol Zrika, Afilu Kuli Arla, Nami Lo Pasla, but the Chiddush, because it says Vizos, and that's going on the Shchita, Vizos, the only time that Kuli Arla pasuls is by Shchita, but by Zrika, even if you're doing the Zrika, having in mind exclusively for Arelim, it's going to be kosher. Vechitema Ma Kuli Zrika, so why all of a sudden are we so mako bazrika that you could have a mind totally l'shem ha-reilim? The ain machsheves ochlin bazrika, because there is no machsheves ochlin bazrika. What does it mean, machsheves ochlin? We said that you have to shecht the korban pesach l'shem ochlin and l'shem minuyim, but that halacha applies only by the shechita. That doesn't apply by the zrika. Now, Rav Chista had said that if you have in mind l'shem, that explains Rabbah. But how about Rav Chista? Because Rav Chista had said that if you have in mind la'areilim by the zrika, then it's going to be possible. So adarabba lidach chisa, because he darshens the psukim the other way. Tamalomar v'chol arel kula arla pasla miksasa lo pasla. The only time it's possible is if you're shechting it only for areilim. If you're shechting it for half and half, it's not going to possible. Aval zrika afila miksasa nami pasla. But by zrika, even if there's only areilim mixed in the machshava, it's going to be possible. And if you want to say maybe Zrika should have the same halacha by Shechita, just like by Shechita it's only possible if it's Kol Arla, so to by Zrika it's only possible if it's Kol Arla. Lo pasla tamalomar zos Shechitu de miksasa lo pasla. It's only by Shechita where if you have miksas arelim and miksas mulim, it's not going to pasl. Aval Zrika filo miksasa pasla, but he learns it the other way. But by Zrika, even if there's only arelim mixed into the machshava, it's going to pasl. V'chitema umay chumra de Zrika. What's the chumra of Zrika? Why by Zrika, if you have in mind, even for miksas arel, even if you have in mind for arelim and mulim, that it's going to pasl, what's the chumra of Zrika? To a mikva pigol ela bezrika, because pigol is always nikva with Zrika. Why is pigol nikva, why is pigol always settled with Zrika? I thought that you could have a machsheves pigol during any of the avodos. So there is a halacha by pigol that something is not pigol unless karav hamatir lemitzvasa. It's only pigol if you do one of the avodos l'shem chutz l'zman, and the rest of the carbon is brought glot. The rest of the carbon is brought kil chasa. So when is it determined that the rest of the carbon was brought with a proper kavanis? It's only by zrika, which is the last avoda. So it's not until zrika that the pigol status of the carbon is determined. That's the chumra of zrika, and that's by zrika, even a psul, even a machshava of mitzas arla is going to pasul. So we'll leave off here. The rabbi is going to zoom tomorrow from his off-site location, and he'll pick up with Maskif la Rav Ashi, God willing, tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.